Here we go. Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here. MG, welcome back. How's your weekend?
Fantastic. I must confess, it was pretty relaxing. My wife went away last Thursday up to Coffs Harbour for the Oztag Championship. So all of you guys who are coming back from there, I hope you had a fantastic weekend.
Terrific. Good to have you back in, MG. Big, big story breaking today. It has been 23 days since former Matildas coach Alan Stajic was sacked for reasons that have still not been disclosed by the Australian Football Federation. Today, Stajic spoke publicly for the first time.
My career's in tatters and my reputation's been ruined.
Yeah, he looked rattled too.
Yeah.
And I know we're going to talk about it and at length. Also, Adam Peacock from Fox Sports is going to join us. But if you've got any point of view on it, give us a buzz, 133353. Let us know what you think. Have you seen Alan Stajic's press conference? The whole drama. Let us know if you've got an opinion.
We're going to have more from that press conference. And as you said, MG, Adam Peacock will join us in 5 minutes' time. Brad Fittler, coach of the New South Wales Blues, will be joining us just after 6:30.
Yeah, the Hogs for Homeless starts this Friday in their sixth year. So it's they do it all for Father Chris Riley.
Youth off the streets.
So fantastic, it's a great course.
Freddie will join us just after 6:30. And MG, we've got Sydney Kings courtside seats to give away.
Oh, yeah.
The last regular season game for the Kings.
Yeah, this is it. Then they've got their finals bound, yeah.
That's coming up a bit later in the show. But up next, sacked Matildas coach Alan Stajic spoke publicly for the first time. We'll have that for you next. The Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Your chance to win Sydney Kings tickets coming up just after 6:30, MG. And we've got to talk about poor old Robert Whittaker.
Oh,
it was
man.
Such a big build-up to Knuckles. Yesterday's UFC fight down in Melbourne. And unfortunately, well...
Yeah, a medical emergency.
Thankfully, he's okay.
Yeah, that's right. 2 a.m. on the day of the fight, so...
We'll get to that in just a moment. But, MG, let's do this.
Trending now.
My career's in tatters and my reputation's been ruined. My family must live out this daily drama in the public eye. Reading reports quoting an FFA board member, statements that were leaked by this particular board director, which included that I would never work in football again, have caused irreparable damage. The emotional toll and mental toll in the past fortnight has taken on me and my family cannot be described in words. I consider these actions of the FFA to be without foundation and unjustifiable. And the alleged actions of the FFA board member have smeared my name not only as an international coach, but as a father and a person.
That is the voice of sacked Matildas coach Alan Stajic, who spoke publicly for the first time since he was let go as the head coach of the women's national team 23 days ago, MG.
Very emotional, wasn't it?
What did you make of it?
Yeah, very emotional. Spoke from the heart, had a detailed response, and went for about 15 minutes watching it today at 11 o'clock. And he was precise, he was to the point. He had, you know... He listed the reasons why he was told he was sacked, and I don't buy into it. I still want to know why. I think everyone wants to know why, and at the moment I think public perception is way against the FFA.
Absolutely, and he also wrote a detailed open letter to the Australian football community, which really went into the specifics of the situation from his side of things.
Yeah.
Look, we both have our opinions on it, but when we talk about football matters, MG, we defer to a man with far more experience from Fox Sports, Adam Peacock. Adam, good evening, and what did you make of Alan Stajic's press conference today?
I'm not surprised by it. Good evening, gents. Not surprised by it one little bit. It's an unfortunate, very unfortunate set of circumstances, but he's in the same boat I'm in. Obviously, he's got a bit more writing on it, but I just want the truth of the matter to come out, because at the moment, we're all forming opinion about what may be the truth, and that's always dangerous when you're guessing what the truth might be. So, yeah, we just want to get to the bottom of it and exactly find out how it got to this and how it happened on January 19 that he was put in a cannon and fired out of it.
Yeah, I think, Ed, watching the press conference today, the main thing I got out of it was watching Alan Stajic and seeing how visibly rattled he was.
Yeah, and a few people are going through this, even on the side of the FFA and people in there, they've been rattled by this as well. This has taken a huge emotional toll on a lot of people. Now, then you have to look after that side of things, but then you can never lose sight of the fact that you've got to find what what is at the core of all this and why it happened. And my gut feel at the time, I felt this has got all the makings of a bit of a stitch-up.
Yep.
So hopefully it's not the case and there is actually reasons for it. But if the guy in the gun, 23 days later, has a press conference like that and says the things that he did, the way that he did, in a very carefully managed way, he's done very well in the sense of managing his side of communications, as opposed to the FFA, when it all came out, there was just a ragtag of just disasters. He has done this deliberately, and now there's got to be something there. There's an itch that's got to be scratched. It's not going to go away by itself.
Now it strikes me that it's the FFA's turn to go radio silent, Adam. When do you think we'll hear a response from them? Do you think we'll hear a response from them off the back of Allen's press conference today?
Oh, they have to. I mean, they can't be ostriches about this. They can't just stick their head under terra firma and pretend it's all going to go away. They simply have to. There's a board meeting today. They've got a range of things to work out, not just with this, but a few other issues in the game that they need to deliberate on. But this has to be the number one focus because it simply can't drag on. You need to get a hold of it and make do with what the circumstances are now. So I would be amazed if there's not some kind of statement from the FFA in the next 48 hours.
As we stand here today on the 11th of February, as Liam just mentioned, 23 days after the event, how much pressure do you think now is on David Gallop?
Plenty. This is actually livelihoods long-term at play and real huge emotional toll. This is massive. So, yeah, I don't know how it plays out from here for David Gallop, but if there was a massive cultural problem with the Matildas, and that's what we led to believe, that's why he got the sack, well, he's overseeing that in the end. He's the CEO of the organisation which has the Matildas under its umbrella. So I can't see how he's not answering a lot of questions about how it came to this.
Adam Peacock from Fox Sports, we always appreciate your time, and we know as this continues to drag on, we'll have reason to speak to you again soon. Thank you for the time, Adam. MG, we let Adam Peacock go, and producer Charlie's just come racing in and handed us a piece of paper because the FFA has responded.
Okay.
They've come back. Chris Nuku, the chairman of the Football Federation, said today, the FFA board notes Mr. Stajic's comments this morning. We disagree with many of his assertions and were surprised by a number of comments. He goes on to say other things. Obviously, they sit on the other side of the fence at this topic.
Of course.
But there's a point in here from David Gallop. This is the official release from the FFA. David Gallop there, we just spoke to Adam Peacock about being under pressure. He's the chief executive officer. He said, we are not going to get into a point-by-point debate that further distracts this team. Mr. Stajic knows that the team environment, contrary to today's comments, was not satisfactory. I think for Gallop to suggest he doesn't want to further distract this team when it was he and the board that sacked the coach 3 weeks ago.
Too late.
Is a little bit high horsey for mine.
Too late. They're losing, as I said, the public perception battle. Even their star players in Caitlin Ford and Sam Kerr are saying it's a distraction, but somehow they're still producing great football on field. It needs someone to come out and be transparent. Unless the next time we hear about how this all went down is in court.
Well, we'll put the release up from the FFA up on our socials at Rush Hour Triple M on Twitter and Instagram, MG, because Gallup reinforces the confidentiality of the surveys which led to the sacking. So you reckon this one's heading legal?
Oh, it has to. It's
the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, we're talking Robert Whittaker and UFC.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Brad Fittler, the coach of the Blues, will join us very shortly. MG, let's do this.
Say what?
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 Say what? Say what?
I've got some audio from the weekend of sport that I'm going to play to you. MG, I need you to tell me who it is and what they are on about.
Okay.
All right, first one.
I had to get emergency surgery on Sunday because I had a collapsed bowel and an internal hernia.
That's Bobby Knuckles, Robert Whittaker, who pulled out of the UFC fight against Kelvin Gastelum.
Correct.
Sunday morning.
Mm.
Yeah, look, rumour is that he just pushes his bodies to the unbelievable lengths.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's conducive to a hernia.
A twisted bowel and collapsed bowel.
Wow.
And he wanted to fight up until 5 minutes before they took him into surgery.
Wow.
It was only when the doctors told him you could die.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, your life's, he's only a young guy, so get yourself right and get back in the octagon.
Disappointing for everybody who bought the fight and gone down to Melbourne for the fight itself. But look,
My oldest boy went, Logan, and he said it was, you know, we were disappointed that morning, but then we got over it quickly. And yesterday's atmosphere with Anderson Silva and the style bender was friggin' amazing.
Incredible fight. If you haven't already, grab the Triple M app, subscribe to the Catch Up podcast, and listen to the interview we had with Anderson Silva last week. It's an absolute cracker. And also our man Tai Tuivasa just putting on a show outside the octagon, doing shoeies out of cowboy boots.
Yeah, he's great.
All right, MG, next one. Who is this? What are they on about?
With the inclusion of two of the best one-day players in the world and a lot of experience, all of a sudden the team starts looking a lot better.
That's the punter, Ricky Ponting.
Correct. What's he talking about?
It would have to be about Smith and Warner.
He is? He's speaking about
the one-day squad?
Yes, in relation to his new role as an assistant coach for the Australian national team. He's basically saying that at the World Cup this year, the inclusions of David Warner and Steve Smith should make Australia one of the favourites to win it.
Oh, I have to agree.
Because on paper, that outfit isn't as bad as our form suggests.
Yeah, as long as they come back with a bit of form. I mean, they're a walk-up star as long as they're healthy.
Speaking of which, the Australian Cricket Awards are on tonight down in Melbourne. They kick off just after we get off air, MG.
Is that true they stopped calling it the AB?
It's no longer the Alan Border Medal Night. It's the Australian Cricket Awards. The Alan Border Medal is still, obviously, for the men, the top award. But also the Belinda Clark Medal is the women's top award.
So it's out of Cummins and you'd say Lyon.
The experts are tipping it to a two-horse race between those two, and they seem to think that Paddy Cummins' presence in the one-day team will give him the edge over Nathan Lyon because he wasn't a part of that.
You panther.
And Alyssa Healy, friend of the show, Alyssa Healy, is the top tip to take out her first Belinda Clark Award.
After her sensational World Cup.
Wasn't it? All right, next one, MG. Who is this? What are they on about?
Maybe get one more fight at the end of the year against the big dog, Sonny Billy, if he'll come out.
That's Paulie Gallen, who had a polished performance on Friday night against Hopper.
Polished? It was a demolition. Yeah, Second round knockout.
Yeah. It was. It was, you know, he's getting better as a boxer, Paul Gallen. Mm. There's no two ways about it. Every time you see him in the ring, he's got another string to his bow, and who knows how far he can take it.
Yeah, absolutely. As much as there are people out there, I'm sure purists from a boxing perspective would think the idea of Paul Gallen fighting Sonny Bill Williams is a joke.
Oh, no.
I'd watch it.
Oh, yeah. I'd watch Gow and, you know, Justin Hodges, who made his debut. That's a real origin type of
looked all
feel.
Right.
Manu Vadavai's being mentioned to fight Gal next, so all of the above would be good. Like, I'm with you. I know the purists, and I know boxers sometimes get peeved that rugby league players get so much of the spotlight, but, you know, I think they bring in the attraction.
Mm. And as
at
you
the
said,
moment, anyway.
Gal's only getting better as a boxer. Mm. All right, MG, last one. You're perfect so far, 3 from 3. Who is this and what is he on about?
I was getting ready to run the play, and then I just saw the ball go over, and then I was, and then he caught me off guard. And then...
76ers, Joel Embiid.
Correct.
When he saw his fellow teammate, Ben Simmons, Aussie Ben Simmons, attempt a three-pointer, which he's not renowned for.
Not renowned for, you're right. That is Joel.
Has he ever got one?
That is Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers in the NBA. In the post-match press conference, they had a dominant win over the Lakers today. Responding to Ben Simmons, Aussie Ben, jacked up his first ever legitimate three-point attempt in an NBA game. Didn't go in.
Wonder why
he's not very good at shooting.
Bad at three-pointers. Like, he's got everything else going for him.
When you're 6'10" and you can dunk on anybody, why would you shoot three-pointers?
Yeah, I know, but he's a point guard sometimes. He's got to be able to hit the three to be the full package, really.
He can do plenty enough. How big is he that we're talking about him missing shots?
Yeah, I know.
This is The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Brad Fittler joins us very shortly.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Liam Flanagan here. Brad Fittler set to join us in 5 minutes' time and your chance to win courtside seats to the Sydney Kings coming up in about 15 minutes' time. MG.
Yes, my friend.
We are just over a month out from the start of NRL season.
31 days.
And before we get to the man who's hopefully going to lead New South Wales to a second Origin Series win, I want to ask you.
Yes.
With everything that's going on with Dylan Napa in the off-season, we know about the videos that have been leaked on social media of inappropriate activity.
Yep.
He spoke publicly for the first time last week. Surely the NRL needs to get a wriggle on as far as punishments go. When is it too late for them to punish him?
It already is, because it still hasn't been resolved. I know that the NRL and the integrity unit have got to do their due diligence and stuff like that, but really, come on, they either fine him an exorbitant amount, like everyone thinks he should be fined, just for being silly, and so that it's a deterrent for anyone else who thinks about doing that in the future. Let's get on with life. I mean, come on. Don't let this cloud keep hanging over the game. Like, cut the cord and get it done.
Because they would have spoken to him. The integrity unit would have already spoken with Dylan Napa.
What is it? What kind of defence have you got? It's there in black and white. It's a video that someone has given to somebody, and it's spread like wildfire.
And you'd think Dean Pay would he would want to know now whether he's going to have his
major season
recruit
by.
Ready for round one.
And I think he should be ready for round one. I don't think he should be suspended for footy, as I said last Friday.
And if he's not going to be suspended, you would think Dylan Napa also needs a little bit of time mentally prepare.
When he came out with a press conference late last week, I think that was exercising the demons. You know, that would have been hard for him to do, but he did it. Well done. Got on the front foot. Now that he wouldn't have stopped training. He'd be full ball into the training. So he'll be right when he's allowed to play. Just the unknown at the moment is how big the suspension is going to be, because everyone feels there's a big one coming, and I hope not.
Mm. All right, let's talk some positive rugby league news. Up next, Brad Fittler, the coach of the New South Wales Blues, will join us because he's launched Hogs for Homeless. It kicks off on Friday. He joins us next. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. This is the Rush Hour with MG. I'm Liam Flanagan, and your chance to win courtside seats for the final Sydney Kings home game of the regular season, MG. It's coming up after we speak to this man. He is the coach of the New South Wales Blue. We love him here on the Rush Hour. Brad Fittler, welcome back to the show.
Hey, fellas.
But he's got a heart of gold, because he's doing it again. He's him with a cast of another maybe five or six ex-rugby league players are off for the Hogs for Homeless, raising money for the Youth Off the Street, Chris Riley's Youth Off the Street, which they've done up about $600,000 of so far. Freddie, how did this all originate, mate? Was it you and Hindy about, 6 years ago?
Yeah, Hindy, I was a bit nervous about everyone. You know, we had a lot of kids cheering for Queensland, and we thought... get out into the bush. I've been a bit neglected at the time, and get on our motorbikes. We both love riding Harley Davidsons, and just basically get out there, raise some money for Father Chris Riley. I think people appreciate us just getting out there in general.
If you want to...
He's getting pulled over. Put your phone down, quick.
Bluetooth.
your tour, it starts, as you mentioned, on Friday at Brookvale. You go via Port Macquarie, Lennox Head, Moree, Tamworth, Orange, Tumut, Wagga, Queen Bee, and it's a big, big drive, 2,500 kilometres. If you're not going to be in those areas, you can donate and get involved at youthoffthestreets.com.au. And now, Freddie, after that much riding, 8 days of riding over 2,500 kilometres, what state is your backside in? Because that is a lot of time in the saddle.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, the size of a bike I ride, it's like a big lounge chair. So my butt isn't hurting, it's your neck. Most football players sort of have a fair bit of neck pain as they get older, and back pain, and the neck's the one that cops are hammering.
Who's going with you this year, Freddie?
Right, I've got Heine's joining us, Danny Badira, Steve Menzies. They've been there for a long time now. Then we've got Beau Scott, the enforcer. He's coming for his first time, and Mark O'Meally's joining us as well, and obviously Ian Schubert's our captain.
What a crew.
And we give out 5,000 footies. We're going up to both touch footy carnivals. One's at Port Macquarie, one's at Wagga.
Wow.
They're the biggest carnivals in the Southern Hemisphere. They get about 5,000 kids at each of them. So we're going to drop in there, give them a hoop of footy, say hello, and basically just send our love.
Yeah, it's great love. It's great love for a great cause, and... as we said, as Liam just mentioned, follow it off. You can go to newsouthwalesrugbyleague.com.au to follow the journey, or Hogs for Homeless, or Youth Off the Streets. But before we let you go, brother, this new centre of excellence at Homebush, tell us more. It looks fantastic.
It is the best rugby league venue in possibly the world. It's got unbelievable facilities. It's got a footy, full-size footy field. Mate, it's just awesome. The best part about it is people are going to be able to view our team do their warm up, and what we do, we walk through a tunnel, which only the other people have used at a 2000 Olympians, the athletes. They used to walk from the athletics field onto ANZ Stadium. So, mate, the music's going to be blaring. You're going to hear the noise of the crowd. It's just going to be awesome.
Got goosebumps, baby.
Yeah. Mate, they've done a brilliant job.
Freddie, I know that on last year's Hogs for Homeless ride was where you had some revelations about the changes you wanted to make to the Blues side.
There's plenty of time to think about it.
There's plenty of time.
Imagine my head.
I want a GoPro on your head, but inside your brain.
Well, we definitely want to speak to you after the ride to get some ideas on or what your new ideas for this season. I wanted to ask, though, the trip to Perth this year for State of Origin throws an interesting wrinkle into the planning. Have you started to plot how you'll tackle that trip?
Hey, we've been over there. We've booked all our accommodation. We've booked our fields where we're training. I think the venue's going to work perfect for rugby league. So they've done a brilliant job at the Optus Stadium. And, you know, I can't wait to be over. It's game two. You know,
yes.
Game two is always the best game. That's the one with all the pressure on it. When they opened the tickets, I was sold in about 30 minutes. They actually pulled the tickets off because, you know, all the people in Perth are buying them. I think the Perth government were trying to get people from the eastern seaboard to come over and, you know, check out Perth.
Mm.
So they decided to stop the selling of the tickets. They sold that quickly.
Wow. Well, if you manage to seal the series after game two, Freddie, there is a man standing in the studio with me who could, I guess, provide the after hours tour entertainment. He knows Perth pretty well.
I'll take on my little tour, and you can take me on your little tour.
The tour of Freddie's head.
Brad Fittler, Hogs for the Homeless starts on Friday. And for everybody out there who wants to support this, if you're not going to be in one of the towns, head to newsouthwalesrugbyleague.com.au. All the information's there. Freddie, ride safe and best of luck with it.
Cheers, appreciate it.
Brad Fittler, coach of the New South Wales Bullets, a terrific thing. He and all those other gentlemen and ladies involved, MG.
Fantastic initiative, yes.
All right, now is the time. 133353. If you want to win courtside seats to the Sydney Kings, give us a call now, MG. You ready to help people win these?
Certainly I am.
Have you been looking at my sheet?
No.
Okay. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9.
Show me.
The wide world of sport is now right under your nose. Get all the goss and the latest news here. Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here. And MG, you're bringing back the MEG for the first time in 2019.
That's coming
up in about 5 minutes' time.
Yes, I am.
Performance of the weekend.
Yes, that's exactly right. But yesterday, Liam, sometimes things happen in life that restores your faith in humanity. At the Pioneer Tavern yesterday, about 400 people turned up for Shannon Rushworth, or Rushy as he's known to his mates, who was assaulted about 2 weeks ago at Panthers at the McDonald's. Well done to the Pioneer Tavern, Trent at the Pioneer Tavern, James Tahuna and his brother Tama, and Tama's wife Crystal, and all the people who attended. We raised over $10,000 for Shannon and his young family.
Fantastic. Well done, MG. Let's do this.
The Triple M Rush Hour, Sydney Kings, shot clock.
All right, MG, we've got courtside seats for the Sydney Kings game against the Cairns Taipans. And the way this works is you're going to help our contestant today win these tickets. Joining us on the line, Justin in Glenmore Park. G'day, Justin.
How are we going?
Are you feeling lucky?
Feeling lucky, yeah.
Okay, well, I hope I can help you.
Luck serves no purpose in this game, Justin.
It does if you get a good question.
It's all
know.
About MG's brain power. All right, Justin, I'm going to start the shot clock. You and MG will have the 24 seconds to figure out the answer to the question together. Here we go.
Got it.
Who was the last Sydney Kings player to win an MVP award? NBL League MVP.
Actually, I'm thinking it's Randall. I think he won it last year, didn't he?
Oh, wow. I wasn't thinking him, so if you know it, brother, you go it.
I'm thinking Randall.
All right, gentlemen, your final answer is?
Randall.
Yeah, I'm thinking Shane Hill. That's how far back I'm going.
I'm trying to find my incorrect answer. Oh. I can't find it. Unfortunately, Jerome Randall did win a league MVP award, Justin, but he won it while playing for the Adelaide 36ers.
Oh.
Must have been a scoring award.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, Justin, that means you don't win the Sydney Kings courtside tickets. Unfortunately, MG. Well, fortunately for everybody else, it means we're going to play it again tomorrow.
So, who was the answer? What was the correct answer?
Producer Charlie, can I say it? Yes, he's given me. It was Matthew Nielsen.
In 2004, Matty Nielsen. Yeah, big Matty.
Big Matty. You didn't really help much there, did you?
No, I had no idea. No, no idea whatsoever. At least Justin had an idea.
Why don't we give Justin a T-shirt?
Let's please give him something.
Producer Charlie, can we give Justin a Stay Random Sydney T-shirt?
No one goes away empty-handed.
MG was bloody useless there. It's the Rush Hour with MG. A useless MG.
My thumbs couldn't Google quick enough.
Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, the MEG returns. Mark Guy's performance of the weekend. Find out who he thinks was best on ground. Up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Almost out of time for your Monday, MG. And just recapping that top story from the 6 o'clock of the show. Alan Stajic, the sacked Matildas coach, was sacked 23 days ago. Broke his silence today. He released an open letter to the Australian football community, and he also spoke at a press conference at 11 o'clock today, and it was quite emotional. Basically came out and said that he remains in the dark for the reasons behind his sacking.
Well, everyone's brain goes to one place, doesn't it? When you hear about a national coach being sacked, you think, okay, well, he's done something untoward.
Mm.
And I think he wanted to come out today to prove that he hadn't, to try and clear his name. He says he wants the truth. I think all the punters want the truth. Mm. We spoke to Adam Peacock. Mm. He wants the truth.
And that was not the press conference of a man who has knowingly created a toxic culture or knowingly done something wrong. You could see how emotional and heartbroken he was about the whole situation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
it's affecting his family now as well. His kids got to go to school.
Spoke about the impact it's having on his kids, his family. Yeah. And, you know, his concern as well from a professional point of view is that his reputation is in tatters.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was supposedly told by a board member that he's never going to coach again in Australia.
Mm.
I mean, there goes, what, you got to go overseas now? Like, it is. You mentioned the word toxic. It's exactly what it is.
Well, the FFA have responded. They responded just after 6 p.m. with a statement. Chris Nuku, the chairman of the Football Federation, said the FFA board notes Mr. Stajic's comments this morning. We disagree with many of his assertions and were surprised by a number of his comments. It goes on to discuss, again, the reasons behind the sacking. David Gallop was quoted in there as well, the chief executive officer of Football Australia, saying, "We are not going to get into a point-by-point debate that further distracts the team. Mr. Stajic knows that the team environment, contrary to today's comments, was not satisfactory." So it's he said at the moment.
When you read that statement out from the FFA, I started to read the paper. It's baloney. It's come on. Really? Who are they taking people for? Are they taking people for fools?
There is a bigger element.
There's no transparency whatsoever in what they're saying. And as I said before, that the public perception battle is being firmly lost by the FFA.
They are getting their asses handed to them on a PR front.
Of course they are.
Who MG?
Yes, mate.
Let's talk about some more positive things. It's time to do this for the first time in 2019. This is your MEG, your performance of the weekend.
And this weekend it goes to the ladies, in particular the Sydney FC W League team, who travelled to Brisbane and beat them to find their way into the grand final against Sam Kerr's Perth Glory.
Wasn't Sam Kerr impressive?
Sam Kerr scored three, set one up, came from behind against last year's premiers, the Melbourne Victory. So a mouth-watering grand final this week in the women's W League.
And can I just say, before you go on to the other women's sports that you want to congratulate, that is encouraging, despite all this Alan Stajic stuff, that players like Caitlin Ford and players like Sam Kerr, players within this Matildas setup, continue to perform at the highest level in the W League.
Well, the irony of that is, how good would they be going without the distractions?
Yeah,
good point. And that's the thing. Our Fed Cup, headed by Ash Barty, they beat the USA to go into the semi-final in April against Belarus.
Huge win.
Massive.
Dasha Gavrilova had one of the great racket-smashing tantrums, but Ash Barty is...
And Priscilla Hahn.
Personifies everything we want out of our Australian sports people.
The little battler.
Yeah,
she's the battler.
Yeah.
And she's easy to get behind and say, come on, we want you to win.
Absolutely.
Elise Perry, who is, I believe, moving...
Yes, she is. She's moving to her husband, Matt Timor, who signed to play for the Melbourne Rebels in the Rugby Union Super League.
But as always, she went out a winner.
She has. She played her last game for the New South Wales Breakers over the weekend and led them to another title.
So, ladies, keep up the great work on the sporting field. You're an absolute pleasure to watch.
Zero scandals.
Zero scandals. And all the sport that the ladies seem to be playing is pure these days. There's no, in particular, the rugby league, when we watched it last year, there's no wrestling. Look, the AFLW is going to kick goals, in inverted commas, eventually. But, like, they're not professional, are they?
Not,
the AFLW?
No.
But, yesterday, Fremantle kicked 10 goals. So... I'm enjoying it. I'm just enjoying all the women's sport at the moment.
GWS Giants unfortunately went down again on Friday night at Drummoyne Oval. The weather didn't help things, but they are at Blacktown, at their cultural, spiritual home this weekend, Blacktown International Sports Park,
okay,
taking on Carlton this weekend.
So get along if you're not doing anything, please.
MG, we are out of time.
That's a Monday gone like that. He's Liam. I'm MG. You stay random, Sydney.